Good evening, everyone. It is really nice to see everyone here on this Thursday night, especially with such inclement weather, and to see so many people come out and have to, I don't know, but shovel or scrape off the ice, the snow, defrost, get wet, and that first winter storm is always the most difficult to deal with, especially when you're not prepared for it. So to see so many people here, it's incredible. So hopefully we'll warm, as you wrote in the text message, warm our bodies with the poppers and our souls with the Torah. And our learning tonight will be Le'ilui Nishmas, Michael Atkins, Father Tzvi Ben Yitzchak, Zichron Levracha, and we thank him and his family for the sponsorship in his father's memory and as a Karsa Tov Takash Baruch Hu for the health of his family. And I would add in not just the health of his family, but the midos, the davening, you have a beautiful, beautiful mishpacha. And we could all thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing beautiful children into the world. So thank you for the sponsorship. If anyone would like to sponsor future Thursday Night Lives, please don't hesitate to reach out. So Hanukkah's coming. Hanukkah is, I believe, two weeks from Sunday night. Makes sense. I think 2 weeks from Sunday night.
December 2nd.
December 2nd, right? 2 weeks from Sunday night. And I believe, I mean, certainly it was my minhag growing up. Most people have some form of Hanukkah gift giving, Hanukkah presents for their children. People do 8 nights, 1 night. And the question I'd like to discuss tonight is where that comes from. I think people, as we'll see, erroneously assume that it's the copy, our Christian friends, with Christmas gift giving. And I like to understand where it comes from, where it came from, why do we do it, and how that relates and reflects a little bit to the nature of Hanukkah. So why do we give gifts? Does anyone have insight? Anyone heard anything growing up? Anyone have a suggestion as to why there is this minhag of giving gifts, geld, money, something on Hanukkah? So Purim give gifts, Matanos Levyonim, and therefore on Hanukkah we give gifts to everyone. What? As they would say in Yeshiva, what's the Shaychus? I don't know. Anyone else?
Dreidel, comes from Dreidel.
Comes from Dreidel, what do you mean?
With the game, you give gifts and you
have... So let's delve in. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, as Rosh Yeshiva in Tor Vidas, in his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, he was asked this question in source number one. He was asked more than why do we do it. He was asked, Mashanagu b'yameinu l'tein matanos l'yaladim b'yamei Chanukah, that which our custom is to give gifts to the children on Chanukah, ha'im yesh b'zeh mishum chukas ha'akum she'osim kein b'yamei Edom. Is it a problem of chukas ha'akum? There's a serious prohibition to follow the ways of the non-Jews, to adopt a custom, a halacha, a chok of the Goyim. Maybe it's usher. Maybe it's chukas akum. So says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's not. He says, very interesting, nir eshalo, it's not a problem. Shemakar aminag noveh mizeh, shenosnu mos chanukah l'malamdim. This is a good topic to speak about as I have a father of a kid who I'm teaching. There was an age-old custom. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not, but I am. There was an age-old custom that they would give the Malamid Torah, the Rebbe who taught the kid Torah, they'd give him a gift on Hanukkah. They gave him money. And had they give the Rebbe the money, had they get it pre-mail, had they give the Rebbe the money? They gave it to the kid. They gave it to the kid, and the kid would give it to the Rebbe. So says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Umizeh nishtar b'eva minog, shenosnu matanos l'adam gamkein. Somehow, almost by mistake, by accident, by extension, since they're giving the Rebbe money through the kid, I guess they tipped the kid. The kid also got some kind, shliach mitzvah money, I don't know. And he says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, the opposite, it's logical that they took the minog from us. But according to Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's no deep insight, there's no hashkafa, there's no uplifting message. It was basically a mistake. or it was an extension. They're giving the Rebbe money. They gave the Rebbe through the kid, so give the kid a little bit of a gift as well. Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky, they say that his minhag was to give him the fifth night of Hanukkah. Why the fifth night of Hanukkah? So Rav Avram Shor, Shlita, has in Lekech V'Alibuv 5 pages explaining what's special about the fifth night of Hanukkah. The fifth night of Hanukkah, you transition from the right side to the left side. B'smola Osher V'Chavod. I didn't understand a word that he wrote, and it's not his fault. It's my fault. It was a lot of very deep Kabbalistic Torah. I could photocopy it for you, and if you could help me understand it, I would be indebted to you. But they give a different explanation. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, quoted in Source 3, I went on a voter 2 and 3, he says the reason the fifth night of Hanukkah, his father, the stipler, always gave gifts the fifth night of Hanukkah. Why? Because the fifth night of Hanukkah can never fall out on Shabbos. It's the only night of Hanukkah that can't be Shabbos. So if you pick the first night, some years you can't do. And the second night, some years you can't do. The fifth night of Hanukkah can't ever fall on Shabbos. So that was the minhag of the stipler, and presumably Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky as well, the fifth night of Hanukkah. But the reason we give the gelt, the money, is really just an extension or maybe even a mistake of the minhag to give the melamed Torah. Now, I saw a couple of other...
So why were they giving them
one? Oh, so why they give the Rebbe money on Hanukkah? So, I think based on reason number 4, we'll have an answer for that. Okay?
I have a thought. So, most people give gifts on Hanukkah, give it right after the Neiros Hanukkah.
Okay.
Right? Now, we know, of course, Neiros Hanukkah is all about Pursumenis, right?
Right.
So, and we want the kids to obviously be involved in the midst of a Pursumenis. So, perhaps by giving a gift to a child after you're lighting Neiros Hanukkah...
Oh, very good. Hold that thought. That's going to be source number 3. Reason number 3. So, I saw a couple of other reasons which were... interesting, cute. I'd like to share them with you before we get to the more fundamental reasons. There's a sefer Avne Yishva, Rabbi Yisrael Pesach Fine Handler, who actually grew up in Chicago. I think was a friend of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel in Chicago. Also went to learn yeshiva in Israel. An acquaintance of Dr. Elif. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah, 3-4 years ago. Oh yeah? There isn't a book that we don't have in the library. Thanks. Thanks to Barry Siegel. Oh, very good. So he writes in here as follows. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Sukkot, on Pesach. How do we fulfill Simchas Yom Tov? For us? Basar V'yayin. How do we fulfill Simchas Yom Tov for our children? So the Rambam says, you give out to the children Kloyos V'egozim U'migdanos. You give them nuts and treats. We've had to up the ante a little bit. Nuts doesn't suffice anymore. You give the kids things that they enjoy to help them celebrate Simchas Yom Tov. Says the Avnei Yishra that Hanukkah are Yimei Simcha. The Rambam says Hanukkah Yimei Simcha V'Halo. There's a din Simcha. So how do we fulfill Simcha for our children? You give them gifts. Very simple. It's just a manifestation of Simchas Yom Tov, and the way to fulfill that is making kids happy by giving them gifts. Now, to me, the difficulty with that explanation is that the same thing applies, actually, a bigger mitzvah is by the Shalosh Regalim. And I don't know anyone, and if correct me if I'm wrong, that is more makpid on the Simchas Yom Tov for their children and the gifts on Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, as they are on Hanukkah. Hanukkah, it's almost, you ask kids, what's Hanukkah? They'll say, it's gifts. So to say that the Simchas Yom Tov on Hanukkah, that's why we're giving gifts. And some people give on 8 days, Sukkot is 9 days, and Pesach is a lot of days, and there aren't the same degree of gift-giving on those holidays.
You can't make a Kinyan on Yom Tov?
You can't make a Kinyan on Yom Tov, okay.
So it has to be
good. Excellent. Chalmoyn? It's Macholkas, whether Simchas Yom Tov and Chalmoyn. Okay, there's no gift, fine. But it doesn't seem like, there's got to be something more. To me, there's got to be something more. On page 2, the Nitei Gavriel, he quotes, and this is what Meir said.
Well, can you elaborate from the dreidel?
So that's what maybe Mr. Jeff Berger elaborated on dreidel, meaning what? Meaning they win, they got a gift for winning.
No, because didn't they have dreidel to play to hide the fact that they were learning Torah?
Right.
So the toy, and just like kind
so
of...
So toy, you know, Xer Shava. Maybe.
You're associated with your food.
Right.
So,
yeah, and then you think Avril in Source 3 says what Meir said, I don't know why it's so pashut to him, but the bottom line in source 3, that tam ha-pashut, the simple explanation is kelo farsim ha-nes bi-yoser. Pursuma nisa. We know so much of Chanukah is about pursuma nisa. We give gifts, we give money for pursuma nisa. How does giving gifts and money, how does that lead to pursuma nisa?
Well, look, the whole non-Jewish world knows about it because of...
So it could be. People are excited. When people are excited about things, they talk about it.
I'm praying that I'm getting a PS4 like that.
So that's pursuma nisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. People love Chanukah. They're talking about Chanukah. Once they talk about Chanukah, they're talking about the nisim of Chanukah. Is that so pashut? I'm not sure that's so pashut. I hear lighting a menorah is pursuma nisa. Everyone sees it, and you talk about the nes of that which you're looking at, which is the nes of the shemen. Pursuma nisa. Megillas Esther, pursuma nisa. Dalet Kosos, pursuma nisa, at least for your family. Why are we drinking wine? Because it's zecher lecherus, it's geula. Gifts, nes Chanukah.
I'm not sure. It's the idea of a child being actively involved in mitzvah.
Right.
So there's a mitzvah to pursuma nisa. So if a child's going to get a gift after Neres Chanukah, they're going to stay.
Be more excited for Neres Chanukah, right?
Yeah. Okay. So they're actively involved in the mitzvah.
Excellent. Reason number 4. Also, a little bit creative. We know there's the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tav Resh Ayin that the young Anim, I didn't put in the source sheet, would go door to door collecting money on Chanukah. And the reason for that is because on Chanukah, every person has to light menorah. There's no exemption of onis. When a person doesn't have money, they don't have to buy a lulav or esrog. A person does not have to spend more than a fifth of their money on any mitzvah. Hamavazvez al yavazvez yoser michomesh. To not violate a lo saseh, we have to be willing to give up all of our money. To fulfill a mitzvah saseh, we don't have to spend more than a fifth of our money. So a person only has $100, doesn't have to buy a $40 esrog. That's halacha. Chanukah is an exception. Chanukah, dal kosos are exceptions. The halacha is a person has to even sell the shirt off their back. A person has to go door to door. Mocher ksuso, sell the shirt off their back to buy Chanukah candles. Not mahadrin, minim mahadrin, but to fulfill the baseline chiyuv. And the reason for that is because normally when a person is ones, he can't afford it. He tried his hardest as if he fulfilled the mitzvah. But here there's a totsah, there's an outcome. The outcome is pursuma nisa. So I could, it's as if I did it, at the end of the day, my miracle wasn't publicized. So Chanukah, there's a special mitzvah of tzedakah. We have to make sure every person is getting money. So, says the Sefer Or HaGanuz, it could be I saw it somewhere else, I didn't write it down. To save the embarrassment of the people who are going to have to go asking for money, so everyone is giving everyone money. Everyone's giving out money. We're giving out Chanukah geld. We're giving out presents. Oh, so this guy's getting money. He might be getting money from someone else, but it doesn't look strange that people are receiving money. It's kidei in the bottom of source 4, kidei shel vayish es mi she'ein lo haminag lechalek la kol. To save the embarrassment of those who don't have, we give everyone. Similar, by the way, there are those who say that the reason we wear costumes on Purim is for the same reason. There's a halakha on Purim called Poshet Yad Lito Nosnin Lo. Anyone who sticks out their hands on Purim and give them money, we don't ask any questions. So some people say we wear costumes, so to preserve the dignity, this person doesn't usually ask for tzedakah. Purim, he knows he's going to be able to make tzedakah, so he's going to ask for money. He's going to be embarrassed. So everyone wears costumes. You can't tell who's asking the money. Maybe the same thing with Chanukah Gil. Now, it doesn't really make so much sense, because if the kid doesn't have money, who's giving him the money? His parents. If the kids don't have money, his parents don't have money either. So how does it really help? I'm giving my friend's kid. I don't know.
Does that translate also to presents? Because that would only be for money.
I'll tell you. I didn't see anyone who discussed presents. I know Tyler Shear was unwrapping the mystery of presents. Everywhere, all the Mepharshim talk about money. They're talking about money.
How far back is it documented that Jews have been giving gifts or money,
I'll tell you the truth. All the Mefarshim I'm quoting so far are in the last 100 years. And I'm going to quote the Lubavitcher Rebbe soon. I'm going to quote the Panovitcher Rav. It seems like it's pretty recent. But Rabbi Yaakov Kanarski wanted to say that the Christians took it from us, which means he's assuming they went back, you know, a very long time ago. But you're raising a good point.
Probably the calendar,
because
the holiday
falls close to it. Right. Okay, so I'd like to now share three explanations that I think are much more fundamental and foundational to what Hanukkah is about. Many of the Mefarshim point out there's a very special correlation between Hanukkah and Limud HaTorah. Okay, the Shla very beautifully in source number 5, on the top of page 3, we read a few lines. He says, Tochachas Musar l'Chanukah, a Musar for Hanukkah, Yachshov she'ikaro niskan l'halel l'hodos l'Hashem Yisbarach. Hanukkah was really instituted to sing song and praise and thank Hashem. Al, the reason is because Yevanim chashvu levatel Torah mitzvos. The Yevanim wanted to stop the Jews learning Torah. Right, what do we say in Al Anisim? Kishan malchus hayavan harishal amcha Yisrael. Lashkicham Torah secha. They wanted to mevatel the Torah. Imkain says the Shla, Yamim hakdoshim ha'ele ru'uyim biyoser lehasmadas Torah nibishari yamim. Chanukah is a time for learning Torah more than any other day. Ki Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the way we show that we were victorious. They wanted to be lashkiach Torah secha. The way we show the Yivan that we won is by learning Torah. Which is somewhat paradoxical, because this actually came up we had a Rebbe's meeting today, or administrative meeting today, to figure out Chanukah and to finalize Chanukah programming. And it's a funny thing. All the schools are canceling Torah on Hanukkah for their programming, when the whole way to celebrate Hanukkah is by learning more. So we celebrate Hanukkah, and Ashkichan Torah Secha is knockout Torah to have this program, and to have a Rebbe Talmud basketball game, and to have a Chagiga, and to have a Kalwar, and all these things. It's interesting. But the Hanukkah is very much about Limud HaTorah. The Kedushas HaLevi says this as well. He asks a question that many Mefarshim ask. Why on Purim is there a Chi of Suda? Chi of Suda. Chanukah is no Chiv Suda. You have Chanukah parties. If you get together and you have a meal and you sing, the Rosh Shulchan Aruch says, come like a Suda Smitza. But there's no Chiv. If you want to go through all of Chanukah and not have jelly donuts and latkes, certainly if you don't want to wash, there's no Chiv Suda.
You have to eat jelly donuts.
Yeah, and that maybe is the Chiv. Jelly donuts on Chanukah and blue and white cookies on Yom HaSmut, right? Those are the two. But you don't have to. You don't have to have a Suda. Why don't you have to have a Suda? Why in Purim is there a Chiv Suda? And Hanukkah, there's no Chiv Suda.
Right, so it's strange because they instituted part of Shema Esrei, especially for Purim and for Hanukkah.
You're right. You're strengthening the question. They're always lumped together. Why is there no Chiv Suda on Hanukkah? Why is no Chiv Suda?
Too many days.
Because Purim was...
Too many days?
Purim was a physical attack.
Oh, so that's what the Taz says. The Taz, or maybe the Taz quotes the Drisha. Purim was l'hashmi l'har l'abid is kol Yehudim. They wanted to destroy the bodies, kill us. So we celebrate with our bodies. But Hanukkah, it wasn't an assault on our physical bodies. It was an assault on our spirituality. L'shkicham Torah Secha, Yivatel Bris Milah and Rosh Chodesh, right? So we celebrate with ruchnius, with spirituality, not with physicality. That's one explanation. The Kedushas Levi, the
Purim, it started with the Suda.
That's another reason. Very good. That's another reason. The whole nace of Purim, the problem of Purim came about through the Suda, that the Jewish people went to the Suda of Achashverosh, and the salvation came out through the Suda of Esther and Haman and Achashverosh. Right, that's a different explanation that they give. I think the Levush, I don't remember exactly. So the Kedushas Levi, the Barduchever, says something very beautiful. He says that Purim, the decree came out of nowhere. The decree of Haman came out of nowhere. We were going to be killed. The Jews got together They did tshuva, they fasted, they davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chesed, did a chesed for us, and saved us almost out of nowhere. It was fresh, it was new, so they celebrated with a tremendous celebration because of the Pursuma Nisa. Chanukah, what saved us? What saved us in Chanukah? What saved us in Chanukah was the Torah. But that might not have been the Torah they were learning then. It might have been the Torah of their parents, their grandparents, all the way back. So it wasn't, the Pirsumei Nisa wasn't as strong, it wasn't as recognizable, it wasn't as, wow, this is a Nes Hashem is doing because of us right now. So says the Kedusha HaLevi, if that's what Chanukah was about, if the Nes of Chanukah was because of the Torah of the Jewish people, so in the second paragraph in Source 7, he says, Im Kain, She'ikra Nes Hayarak al Sharatsu Lahaviranim Matorah Sena Kedusha. The main nes was because they wanted to remove us from the Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Rachamav, Hitzilanim Nigzer Azos. God, through His ultimate compassion and mercy, saved us. Meharoi L'chol Ish, Asher B'Shem Yisrael Yichuneh. Anyone who's called a Jew, Lasum B'Sichlo, Lahasmid B'Torasso Yisbarach. To put in our mind, to strengthen ourselves in Torah, Kihem Yamim, Ru'uyim Lakach, and there are a million of Muslim for this. In their midst of the Torah, or how many candles do we light on Hanukkah? It's not 36? No. Is that wrong?
44.
Okay, never mind. The Hainu, Shabakol Hanukkah, Hecha, what?
44 is counting the
Shamas. It's counting the Shamas. Right. Let's go. 8 and 7 is? 15 and 6 is? 21 and 5? 26 and 4? 30 and 3? No, my math is wrong. Who, Jonathan, aren't you good at math?
No, you're right.
36. It's 36. I was right. Oh, the president. I went to Shamash. The 36 count. How many sechtas are? 36, no? Shas Bavli, it's not true?
No.
You also said it's not true the other way. With the Shamash. Okay, so am I off here? Okay, maybe I'm totally off. Strike that. There are a lot of Muslims.
We don't attribute anything to tea. We just send a Greek general.
Okay, that's what brought the miracle to fruition, but it was because of the Zechus HaTorah. So that's the Kedusha HaLevi, that's the Shla, that so much of Chanukah is to combat the Lashkicham Torah Secha, and we should celebrate accordingly. Okay, there's a beautiful remez. I heard this in the name of Usher Arieli. It was a Magid Shir in the Mir, and then I saw it in the Tfer Shlomo, the Radumsker. The Gemara, it's a I don't want to say a cube shot. The Gemara asks, the famous Gemara, my Chanukah. What's Chanukah? And the Gemara quotes a Brisa. The Tana Rabbanon has a Brisa. B'chafei b'kislev, the 25th of Kislev. It's Chanukah. Don't have eulogies. You know how to fast. The Yevonim enter the Heichal. This is the story of Chanukah in a nutshell. And they made all the oil impure. Fine. The Tefer Shlomo and others say, there's a cute remez here. My Chanukah. What's Chanukah all about? The Tana Rabbanon. Sit and learn. Our rabbis taught. Chanukah is about Limud HaTorah. How do we get kids to learn? How do we get people to learn? How do we get people to learn?
Incentive.
You incentivize it. That's how we get children to learn. Not, I mean, maybe adults also. The incentive is a little bit different. We get kids. That's not why anyone's here. But we get kids to learn. The yeshivas, they have raffles, they have Rebbe dollars. We incentivize them. We offer prizes. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says in Source 10, Amar Yehuda Marab, La'olam. That's going to be a key word. La'olam. What does La'olam mean?
Forever.
Forever, or really, fundamentally. Yasuk adam b'torah b'mitzvos afilu shelo lishma. A person should learn Torah and do mitzvahs, even if it's shelo lishma, and lo lishma is monetary gain and is kavod. Shemitok shelo lishma, bo lishma. The lo lishma will lead to a lishma. The Rambam and the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, write that that's not a bidyeved. That's a lechachila. The Nefesh HaChaim says that's la'olam. That's what you should do. Children at a young age can't understand the value of learning. They can't. A 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a lot of 10-year-olds, they don't. They know, they understand this is bringing us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is something to understand God. This is refining our midos and building our futures. They can't understand that. So the way to get them to learn is the Shelo Lishma, is prizes. There's prizes. It's money. It's kavod. And then once they're in the habit of learning, and then they're in the process, so then they start to develop their minds, they mature, they become inspired, they can understand, and then the Torah becomes Lashma, and slowly you can move away from the prizes. The Rambam, in on source 13, he says this. He says it's very beautiful. He writes on the end of the first line, Na'ar Tsa'ir, a young boy, Huknas Eitzal Mechaneich Lalando Torah, comes to Rebbe to learn. There's that Tova Gedololo, Biglam Mashiach Gia Elav Min HaShleimus. It's the greatest gift the Rebbe's going to give him. The Rebbe's going to bring him to Shleimus. Ela Shehu Machmas Gilo HaTzayir. But this kid, due to his young age, the Choser Daito, and a lack of intellect and knowledge, Lo Yavin Erech Oso HaTov. He doesn't understand the value of that good, of that Torah. You're going to tell a 7-year old kid that learning Torah is going to make you a shalim? What? So, maybe it's a malami. So, the Rebbe's got to entice him with whatever is precious for this young kid. So, v'yomer lo, lamed, learn. V'atein l'cha, it goes in. I mean, nuts used to be a really big deal. Learn, I'll give you nuts. Tain him. What are tain him? Figs. Give you a bit of sugar. Be amazing. Sugar cubes. If anyone remembers sugar cubes. Give a sugar cube. Beautiful. And then the Rambam continues. When they get older, he writes, it's bolded. I'll buy you a pair of shoes. The LeBron, what is it? The LeBron 18s. I don't know. Buy you sneakers. Oh, beged. We'll get you a nice sweatshirt. And then the Rambam continues when he's older. That's not going to cut it. V'atein l'cha dinar oshnei dinarim. Give the kid money. And eventually, says the Rambam, you wean him off of that. He's been learning. Now he understands. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the whole yeshiva system is built on this. Their books now, the current research. I'm reading a book now called Drive by Daniel Pink. All the research now is completely opposite of this, which we have to reconcile because I'm going to go with the Rambam and the Gemara over Daniel Pink's research, and that giving money and incentivizing work, they end up hating it. They're only doing it for the money. They don't understand that there's an inherent value. So I don't know if he's talking about young kids, but there is something to be said about always incentivizing it. So the kids are memorizing Mishnayos for the prize, and they're just being trained to run after a prize. It's a big discussion, but that's how we get children to learn in Torah literature. Olam Yasuk Ladam Torah Mitzvah Shelo Lishma, eventually to Lishma. So based on this, says the Panovitz Rav, the Yevanim banned Torah. They weren't allowed to learn. They had to now get our children back into learning. They had to incentivize learning. They had gone a long time without learning. So had they incentivized learning? Money. Geld. So says the Panovitz Rav in Source 14. It's unbelievable. Marin Arav Mi Panovitz, the Panovitz Rav, who might be other responsible for the Torah study in the world today, on par with anyone else. And the Panovitz, I've told the story. The Panovitz Rav, he lost everything in the war. He lost his network of yeshivas. He lost his family. One son escaped. He lost everything. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to rebuild the Panovitz yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And when he had the blueprints and they had the Chanukas, what's it called? The groundbreaking in Hebrew? The groundbreaking? Chanukas Evan Apina. Hakamas Evan Apina. Yeah. They had the groundbreaking ceremony and he whipped out the plans with a base medrash for 200 people. And the Gedolim who were there couldn't stop laughing. They say Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer fell off his chair. There weren't 50 people in all of Israel learning Torah full time. They weren't 50, this was 1944, 1945, 1946. They weren't 50 people learning full time. And he wanted to build a base medrash in Panovitz with 200 seats. They said, you're dreaming. He said, I'm dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. Panovitz Rav said. So the Panovitz Rav says, Bier, he explains, Minag Nesinas to Mechanica. He explains the reason of giving money. gifts, liyaladim, bimnei sheyavanim asher lilmo Torah, the Yavanim forbade learning Torah, the kasher nitzchosam, when we were victorious for Ratzul Hachzer Yavanim Limud, we wanted to get the kids learning again. Nasnulem ktsas kesef kteisha yomadu. Hey, here's some money. Go learn. I'll give you $10. I'll give you $50. I'll give you PS14 if you go learn. Kizu haderech l'chavev al hayaladim es halimud. That is a way to get children to learn, to be excited about learning, is to incentivize it. Mitoch shelo lishma balishma l'zecher zeh, to remember that anu nosdim demei Chanukah. We give Chanukah gelt, and this explanation doesn't have to be money. We give them gifts. We give them gifts to get them excited and want to learn more. Now, the problem with this, well, it's not a problem with the pshat. It's a problem with our minog, is that very often the gifts we're getting our kids are actually pulling them away from learning. Here, take a PS4 so you never want to learn ever again. I'm not passing that you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying, according to the Pun of Itzurah, the whole point is to get them excited. Buy them a gold-plated Stender, think of something that's going to excite them towards Yiddishkeit in some way, shape, or form. I thought it was a beautiful explanation that tells us very much to what Chanukah is about.
What the Yavanim wanted to do was much more, I believe, than just banning the Jews from learning. As it says, Lashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted them not only to stop them from learning, but forget everything that they learned until then. Why? Because their game plan was come join us. They wanted to completely take them away from Yiddishkeit. So our response is very exactly, do Torah mitzvahs. They wanted to take it away from us, so we're going to do it. So we're going to sit and we're going to learn Torah. We're going to give tzedakah. They want to take that away. The Jewish response is
right.
So with the kids and the gifts, I think it's all sort of intertwined. Like you said, a child at a young age, it's sometimes a little bit hard to get them going. An incentive certainly works.
Right.
So I think that's the, I mean, it's the whole, the, everything we do. I mean, Chanukah is all about Shavach Noda, right? So we say Al Anisim by Noda, and we say by Modim in Shmona Esrei. Why we say it? Because it's all about giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Excellent.
We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Torah
Mitzvahs. Excellent. So I have two more explanations. Lubavitch Rebbe, which is very beautiful, and one other explanation. I'm going to skip Lubavitch Rebbe for now. We'll see if we have time. I want to go to reason number 6. It's very beautiful. In next week's parasha of Yishlach, the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu got up and he crosses the river. Ve'yavor es ma'avor yabok. And in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Vei, Ve'yavasher Yaakov levado. Yaakov was left alone, and we know he got into the fight with the Malach Osar Shel Esav. Why was he alone? The bottom of page 6. Pachim Kitanim. Yaakov Avinu went back. Rashi writes in Source 17. It's a Gemara in Chulin as well. Shachach pachim ketanim. He forgot the little vessels, the chazar lamb, and he went back to get these little vessels. And the Gemara says, you see from here that for tzaddikim, even the small, their money is so valuable to them. He risked his life for pachim ketanim. He dropped a quarter. He's jumping into the ocean to get a nit. This is a Gemara.
That's where the joke comes from.
Right, maybe. But it was a praise, not a criticism. Yeah, yeah. Which is an excellent, that needs Torah as to why that should be. Why that should be. There's a medrash I saw quoted. I couldn't find it inside. Medrash Seidel Aderech, which it's not in Bar Ilan, it's not in Otzer Chachma. I looked, I couldn't find it. The Megala Amukos quotes a Chazal this way, that Bizuchus Yaakov Avinu going back for the Pachim Ketanim, the Chashmonaim were given. What word you see in Pachim Ketanim? Pachashamim. The Zechus of Yaakov Avinu going back for these Pachim Ketanim, the Jewish people in Chanukah found the miracle of the Pachashamim. Ma Kesher. What's the Sheikhus? What does Yaakov Avinu's Pachim Ketanim lead to the Chanukah story? To flip the page over, I saw upstairs, I was looking around the base meters, there's a book called Inside Chanukah. Got some fascinating insights. Barry probably bought the book. It's very good. It's very good. So he says, he quotes this medrash, and he says, from this we see the lasting effect of Yaakov's seemingly small act of caring for the gifts that Hashem gave him. The gifts were the jars. Sadiqim always consider their possessions gifts from heaven. Right? Yaakov Avinu went back because any gift from Hashem, it's a gift from Hashem. A parent can give a child something so insignificant, but the parent gave it to the child. You're holding on to it. For a tzaddik, every gift, it doesn't mean we become money hungry and get crazy, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift, we're throwing it away, we're not appreciating the gift that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. This teaches the tremendous potential that each of us has to cause great and lasting effects with our action. If Yaakov's simple act of caring for his possessions, his money, had the potential to affect the Chanukah miracle, who knows what a simple act that we perform, Hashem Shemayim, could accomplish. By giving Chanukah gelt, something that has great potential and that it can be transformed into anything. We recall that the miracle of Chanukah was facilitated through Yaakov's action with his gelt, and thus teach our children and ourselves to reflect on the infinite potential of their efforts and our own when done l'shem Shemayim. We give a kid money and we say, you know what you could do with money? Yaakov Avinu cared for his money, and that led to the story of Chanukah. That led to the Klal Yisrael's Pak Hashem. So we're giving you something with infinite potential. We're giving with you money and use, not necessarily this money. This money he's going to go buy chocolate. He's going to go buy whatever he wants. But we're teaching them what money can mean. We're giving them money which has infinite potential. Just like Yaakov Avinu took that money, cared about the money, went back, Pachim Ketan, they got the Pach Hashem, and you too, during that time, take the money, child, take the gift, and do wonderful things with the gift. Lubavitch Rebbe says something very, very similar on the back on page 6, source 15. From Likutei Sichos, he says that the Yevanim didn't just want to mevatel the menorah and the mikdash. They wanted it to be metamiyat. They wanted us to light oil that was tamit. They could have taken all the oil and spilled it out. We can't light the menorah and the mikdash. They were metamiyat. They didn't want to just have us not learn Torah. They wanted to twist our Torah and make our Torah Yevani type of Torah. There's a Rambam that says that they were pashtu yadam b'mamonon. They stuck their hands in our property, in our money. They didn't just take our money. It doesn't say they did gzela. They wanted to make our money filthy. They wanted to make our money yevani type of money. They wanted to corrupt us. They didn't want to just destroy us. They wanted to corrupt the way we thought. So he says that money, which is the sign of all physicality, money is the epitome of physicality. Money represents the ultimate potential. You can do anything with money. You could do the most amazing mitzvos, tzedakah, and chesed. You can make people happy. Money could also be very destructive. Money represents anything, the ultimate potential of physicality. Anything can be done with money. And based on this, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, when we kind of remez in the second paragraph, should be Mo's Chanukah b'chlal. This is the remez in Mo's Chanukah. Ubiprat, specifically, the moment of holy chutzaka, if it's money that could go towards tzaka. Shek shihudi meirim, truma, mimamona l'tzaka, when a yid can give a truma from his money to tzaka, which is shikula keneged kol mitzvos, which is equivalent on par, equal to the rest of the mitzvos. Hare lo rak shemaktish trumazu. It's not just that he's giving that percentage of the money. Elagam meirim esatesha yado shenishru etzlo. He's also elevating the 9/10 that he keeps with him. When we give meiser, it's not just that 10% is going to tzedakah and the other 9%. That shows that a person understood what all the money is about. That is, so to speak, is mekadesh, the rest of his money that he's using on physicality. He understands that money is not just about physicality. There's something bigger. So we're giving the gifts, the money, to our children to teach them that insight of the great potential. According to the Lubavitch Rebbe, it'd be a good idea if our children are receiving money from us or from other family members to talk to them about meiser. That'd be a very beautiful opportunity. Maybe that's what he's saying. It's a great opportunity. We can really teach children the Jewish approach towards money, towards potential, towards physicality, with meiser, being an example of that. So just to review before we finish. Right. So we saw six explanations or reasons for Hanukkah gifts for money. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it was either a mistake or an extension of the minhag to give the melamdim money. They gave the money through the kid. So somehow, some way, it developed to give them as well. There's Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, friend of Dr. Aleph. Maybe he'll tell us more about him. Who says, Simcha's Yontif. The Rambam says, Chanukah, you may... The problem, there's no chi of Simcha, but Chanukah is you may Simcha v'Halel. The Rambam says, for Simcha, you give the kids Klaios, so that goes to the McDonim. So we have to up the ante, so we give them money in Chanukah. I have my problems with Epshat. Fine. Then you have Pursum and Issa with Mary's explanation. Pursum and Issa, they're lighting candles. They're excited. They're talking about it. Everyone's busy with Chanukah. What's Chanukah? And the nace becomes publicized. There's the pshat that is so you don't embarrass those who need money. It's talk about everyone's getting money. So no one's asking questions. People are getting money. You have the Torah. It's all about Torah. The way to get the kids to start learning again is through money. Shloshma, Balashma. Give them gifts. Get them excited about Torah. And money is potential. We could, through the Yaakovinus Pachim Ktanim, great things happen. Through what we do with our money, with our actions, we too can create miracles. And there's the pshat of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Everyone, and I'm not going to say have a Freilich in Chanukah, because I will see you. There'll be a Thursday Night Live 2 weeks from tonight, which is right before Chanukah, and we'll probably then tackle dreidel, latkes, jelly donuts, dry fruit, that's a thing?
Dried foods.
Oh, yeah. And everyone should have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbat. Rabbi Krohn, Rabbi Pesach.